Random House Audio presents Jester's Fortune by Dewey Lambden. Read for you by John Lee. This one is for those long-suffering folks who were deluded enough to take me on as one of their authors long ago. George and Olga Weiser at Weiser & Weiser, and Jake Elwell, who not only has to baby me, but a newborn of his own, who just might be a tad less of a bother than I. And for Foozle, 1985 to 1997, one of the sweetest, most affectionate and loving lap cats it's ever been my privilege to amuse and cater to, whenever she wished. For the regal little gold-eyed minx she was. Bye, little grey girl, sleep tight, Foozy. Heu quibus ingredito fatis, qui gentibus horror pergit. Alas, to what destinies doth he move forward? His coming is the terror of nations. Argonautica, Book 1, 744 to 745. Gaius Valerius Flaccus. Prologue. It was a chilly, blustery March morning, only just a little warmer than the winter days that had preceded it. Here, even near the ocean at Nice, springtime was only beginning to make its mark, and that, like the temperatures, was only a matter of degree. Icy mountain streams that the coaches had crossed on their madcap dash from Paris, roaring down the steep slopes of Provence days before, had begun to swell and churn with meltwater from the towering crags of the forbidding Maritime Alps. Yet it was a clear, cerulean blue morning, and the winds off the Mediterranean were now and then stronger than those that slumped off the snow-covered slopes far inland. Each sea-gust was as tantalizingly warm as the easy, unguarded waft of a sleeping lover's breath. By the end of the month,